You know, before we get to the next speaker, what does the board wish to do in terms of breaking for lunch? We have 7 cards left. Probably about 20 minutes. Do we want to go ahead and get through the cards? Okay, we will do that. Well, okay. All right, we'll continue. Mr. Cadena, and then Ellen Pritchard, Kira Redman.
I guess it's good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Go ahead.
My name is Leroy Cadena. I'm a registered civil engineer. I've been in California for about 15, 16 years. I've moved around the country. I came originally from Texas. I had no idea what BMPs were there. I moved to Maryland, and of course, in a solid reverse, where we have there was a Chesapeake Bay and a lot of protection of pollutants in the Chesapeake Bay. I have 2 children, and I like this community, and we're involved in the community, so I'm concerned about BMPs. Like my colleagues, Tom and Craig and Doug Pike, I think the requirements of the 5% impervious area is too stringent. And also, I'm concerned if it is even achievable. The same comments as everybody else has had. I do have a question about the frequency and the runoff, why we're concerned with all frequencies. I don't know of any studies, and there probably are a lot of studies, but I would be interested to know. Obviously, in my opinion, your lower frequency is going to give you more contaminants running off generally in this area because we don't have flash floods here as they have back Kuyama. You may see some, but here on the coast we generally don't have any large flash floods, so most of the runoff seems to come in longer periods with a flatter peak, and so I think that a lot of the contaminants would be coming off first. And larger flows would be a cleaner flow. That's, here again, is my opinion. Regarding the San Miguel Creek clearing, the Lompoc's going to need a lot longer than a year to get that done. I've done a lot of creek projects in trying to get those permits. I'm sure there's some kind of endangered species that are in there, and they'll have to be cleared before you can even get in there. Let's see, where's my last comment here? And I'll close it up real quick and just ask you to consider the City of Lompoc's swamp plan, and let's try it out, see how it works, and move forward should you need changes. That's it.
Thank you for your comments. Ellen Pritchett. And folks, it would be helpful if you just agree. If you agree with what has been said earlier, you could just let us know that so maybe we don't go over some of the same material. It would just help to move things along.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Ellen Pritchett from the City of Santa Maria. The City of Santa Maria submitted a letter just yesterday requesting a hearing on the enrollment that was conditioned upon our swamp. And this was done after a lot of negotiations. And I have to say that we have a long history also. We are also on our 5th version of a swamp. And before we're done, we'll be in our 6th at least. But I've had a really good working relationship with Dominic. He's been wonderful. And we've worked through so many issues over this last year that we had it down to just 3 items left in our table of required revisions in order to become enrolled. And that was looking really good. But we got stuck. And that was in one of the items that's been talked about here, and that was the inclusion of the February 15th and July 10th letters in our table of required revisions. In our stormwater management plan, we had already committed. We have a schedule in there about implementation of a hydro modification plan. We're not objecting to that. We think we can do it, even though I can say that hydro modification is probably not a huge issue in the City of Santa Maria. We have concrete channels that are owned by the flood control district that pick up most of our runoff. But even so, we're okay with that. We're going to develop a hydromod plan, and we would like to do it based on criteria that makes sense, based on studies or science that makes good sense to our environment and our city. So we submitted alternative language back to the staff, and we said, instead of including the reference to this letter, which is so incendiary in some, you know, conversations, we took language from the letter, put it in a table, and said, can we just use the language from the letter? And we submitted that. That was rejected. It came back and said, the language is fine. We'll keep the language, but they put the letter reference back in. Still had to say February 15th. Well, I had another conversation with Dominic, and Dominic said, tell you what, maybe we can take out the reference to the February 15th letter, and we'll put in the July 10th letter instead. And we said, we're okay with that if, and I've got the language here, if both the city and the board agrees that whatever interim criteria we come up with is going to be backed up with some science. We will, you will.
You know, well, Mr. Pritchard, we're here for the city of Lompoc. And I know that we're going to hear your matter because you have asked for a hearing.
So are you stopping me?
I'm just interrupting you momentarily so that we can focus on what's before us right now, which is the city of Lompoc.
And you don't see a relevance here?
Not immediately, no.
A February 15th letter?
Well, I know that everyone is upset about the February 15th letter and the July letter. That goes without saying again. I understand that.
I want to tell you about this history because we have shown a good faith. We gave language back to the board, which was rejected. Dominic said to me, we can give you a July 10th letter. And we said, okay. We said that would. Then he came back. He had both letters in it. I don't know where it's coming from, Dominic, or somewhere up the food chain, but it's not fair. We've tried in good faith. And yes, it's emotional to me. I've worked on this project for 5 years. Like I say, we're working on our sixth version. We've been through two consultants. We've spent thousands of dollars.
Okay. I hear what you're saying, and I can see that you're concerned about it, and we'll be able to address your issues when we have your permit in front of us.
This is an issue that pertains to Lompoc, too, because the very wording that was given back to the city that included
city
our language to the city of Santa Maria was cut and pasted into their table of required revisions that was given to them later. And Stacy can testify to that. They got a revised table of required revisions which had our language in it.
Okay.
Do you see the relevance?
Pardon me?
Do you see the relevance?
I see some connection. I'd like the city of Lompoc to make the connection for me.
Okay.
On that. And I didn't hear it, so thank you for your comments. Kira Redman. And then I think it's Steve Kahn or Kane. Jeff English. Hillary Hauser. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Chair Young, members of the board. I'm Kira Redmond. I'm the executive director of Santa Barbara Channel Keeper. Methinks the city's doth protest too much. Channel Keeper has been involved with this process for 5 years, and it has been a moving target, and it has been frustrating. But a year ago, your board had the wisdom to direct your staff to come up with an enrollment strategy and find the gas pedal and move forward with getting these municipalities enrolled under the general permit 5 years after they were supposed to be required to. I, for one, am heartened and relieved to see that after years of languishing, your staff has finally stepped up and is showing some fortitude and commitment to get down to business and tackle the greatest threat to water quality on the Central Coast. I think it's very unfortunate that the city of Lompoc and these other municipalities here are not ready to step up and do what they need to do. So I'm here today to counter the naysayers at the municipalities and support all of staff's recommendations to you, particularly those pertaining to hydromodification controls, as well as the business and industry inspection programs and other illicit discharge and detection efforts, public involvement, and project design approval. It's vital that the board move forward today and adopt staff's recommended changes to Lompoc SWMP in order to set a precedent. Otherwise, all the municipalities in this room are going to start lining up to protest and will be in the same boat we found ourselves a year ago, spinning our wheels and going nowhere fast while urban runoff continues to pollute and become an ever greater problem and threat to our water quality. As clearly articulated in your July 10th letter, the regional board has the legal authority to require hydromodification controls and that these are consistent with the general permit and federal regulations. You've shown flexibility in responding to the municipality's concerns by providing additional time to apply the interim criteria and expressing willingness to consider other reasonably equivalent hydromodification control criteria based on local conditions. You've also provided detailed examples and offers of technical and financial assistance. Let me be clear. Santa Barbara Channel Keeper and the thousands of members of the public of Santa Barbara County do not want to see this board relent to the inevitable objections of municipalities and backpedal from staff's recommended changes, nor do we want to see you approve another subpar SWMP that doesn't meet the MEP standard and won't result in improvements to water quality, beneficial uses, and the biological and physical integrity of the Central Coast watersheds, as you did 2 years ago with the County of Santa Barbara. You'll hear me speak about this later today in the general public comment period. The annual review process has not worked to require improvements to that stormwater management program, and we don't want to see that happen here. It's long past high time that this board and the Central Coast municipalities stop wavering and start doing what needs to be done to get urban runoff pollution under control. It's not going to be easy, but it's absolutely critical. The general permit requires municipalities to protect water quality and reduce the discharge of pollutants to the maximum extent practicable. Let's move forward today in doing that. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Steve Kane, I believe. Kahn, Jeff English, then Hillary Hauser.
Yeah, hello, board. My name is Steve Kahn. I work for the City of Santa Maria. I'm the utilities engineer there. I have about 25 years of experience within Santa Barbara County and San Luis Obispo County in drainage and these types of issues. First of all, I'd like to say with every agency that I've worked with and all the agencies here today, we all support clean water and we want to see clean water within this county. The City of Santa Maria has already started implementing some of the measures inside its stormwater management plan, so I want no one to think that we're not in favor of clean water. We support Lompoc's request, the table of required changes. The key term in the NPDES municipal stormwater permit is maximum extent practicable. Lompoc staff knows what they can achieve for stormwater quality in their city, and they've reviewed each of the items in their table of required changes and have found that they cannot practically meet them or achieve them. They have been working on this for 5 years and have made an honest effort to comply. With the discussion here today, it's pretty obvious we all disagree on what is MEP and how do you achieve hydromodification. Whatever your views may be, it seems like we disagree about it or don't have a consensus. So I have an idea that may help the Santa Barbara channel keepers and all the agencies come up with a reasonable solution to this, and that's to implement the 6 minimum measures in the state general permit and get the program going. Get these permits going, get the agencies working on all these requirements. At the same time, have your staff appoint a technical committee to work on the development of hydromodification program that can be used throughout Region 3. It would be flexible, dealing with different type areas that have different rainfalls, different topographies, and different water flows. And then implement this program when it is developed and achieved. And I think you'd be much better served doing that. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your comments.
And I just wanted to thank Mr. Kahn as the first speaker who mentioned clean water. Thank you.
Okay. Jeff English, Hillary Hauser, then Bob Flowers. And last speaker would be Steve Shemek.
I will be the second. Jeff English, Interim Public Works Director for the City of Atascadero, and I will be brief. I did want to echo the comments of Barbara Lynch. She kind of hit the nail on the head when it comes to the economic impacts for the city, so I won't go into that too much. City of Atascadero is currently working with the regional board staff to revise and submit our stormwater management plan, and we're looking forward to doing that. City of Atascadero is supportive of the water board's goal for improved stormwater quality. We take pride in our creeks, our riverways, and our riparian areas. Pristine, healthy, clean creek environments are important to the identity of our community. We're very proud of our creeks and how we maintain them. Although we agree with the board's goal for proactive watershed protections, we disagree with the regional board staff's requirement for enrollment in the stormwater management program. We are here today to support the City of Lompoc. We agree with their concerns with some of the regional board staff's revisions contained in the table of requirements. Atascadero, like other Central Coast communities, has unique geologic conditions and varied soil types. It will require substantial time, effort, and funding to determine the impacts of these requirements that are proposed. We encourage the board to direct your staff to take a go-slow approach that allows us to implement our existing requirements, the six requirements for the stormwater management plan, but address the other four requirements through a researched, well-thought-out approach. We want to fully explore those and what the impacts are on our community. We have limited financial resources. We're currently deficit spending. We are not in a position to spend the hundreds of thousands of dollars that other agencies are to develop some of the models that have been suggested. Dominic mentioned earlier that the city of Long Polk is special. We agree. We also believe that Atascadero is special and unique as well. That's why we believe that each agency should have the flexibility and the appropriate time to reach our mutually agreed upon goal of improved water quality. We respectfully request that the board approve the request by the city of Long Polk to remove the contested requirements from the stormwater management plan. And we, again, I'd like to support the recommendation that Steve had that we go forward with the requirements for the existing six conditions on the stormwater plan and address the other four in some kind of a researched, methodical process. Thank you.
Mr. English, can I ask a question? And this concerns the agreement between yourself and Mr. Kahn. You're talking about a research technical advisory committee. You've heard others propose the idea of a county or a region-wide advisory committee. You're talking about two different things, right? The other is stakeholder, broader base, but you're talking more of a technical focus working on MEP? Or?
Correct.
Okay. Thank so you. We've heard today two different ideas about advisory committees. It is different. Two different issues, right.
Okay.
Mr. Kahn, can you come back up just for a moment and help me understand that? Because I too am interested in understanding public involvement, and you know your comments address that directly.
Certainly we'd want public involvement in the technical committee, but what Mr. English and I were talking about is the same, is that there'd be a technical committee with representatives from the agencies within Region 3, perhaps in broken into sub-agencies because of the locale of all the different agencies and the hard way to travel. We've been working together with the other cities, and the city of Watsonville we've been talking to, the county of Santa Barbara the county of Santa Cruz we've been talking to. So there are many agencies involved in this concern. So what I'm saying is a technical committee that came up with recommendations for your board to resolve the hydro modification issue.
And so you would envision this to be agencies only?
No. It would be your staff. It could be engineers. It could be the Santa Barbara Channel Keepers. It could be a conglomeration of people working on technical issues to come up with a consensus of how we deal with hydro modification.
Great.
And,
okay.
And that, I think, is... I agree, that's the same as what the other gentleman said. But I think that's a little different than the other technical agency that was talked about earlier that would actually help go around and help the cities or the various jurisdictions
right.
with their plans,
right.
as opposed to a group that would actually develop the policies.
Yep. Yeah. If I could make one more comment. In these times of fiscal hardship, another idea is that perhaps if we did this technical committee, we could look for Proposition 84 funding or some sort of other state or federal funding to fund this technical committee and have a firm working with us to give us input and do all the necessary study and research and thereby give it to each agency and they could implement this among their agencies.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Hillary Hauser.
Good afternoon, Chairman, members of the board. Hillary Hauser from Heal the Ocean. We commend staff on the table of required revisions to the City of Long Polk Swamp. We support these recommendations. We ask the regional board to approve this resolution today. Heal the Ocean has been advocating a countywide technical advisory committee for some time because of the overlapping jurisdictions on the San Miguelito Creek and the San Ynez River. These are 303D listed. And the mandate of the regional board and the counties and the cities are to clean these up. And we have to do it through stormwater plan. This business of voluntary versus mandatory being contrary to the intent of the swamp program is ridiculous. These permits have to have teeth, otherwise they're not permits. This is not a time to make nice suggestions. We have to have hydro modification. We agree with the staff that filters don't meet MEPs. Heal the Ocean tried to make a stormwater filter project in Montecito. We failed. Filters cause flooding, backup, Caltrans won't go for it. You have to, the only other thing you can do is have hydro modification. This is, the literature does support the use of these recommendations as to be that they work. This business of being flexible, you have to have a standard. You have to have a permit. The lack of rain is not an excuse. Lompoc has said it's not opposed to source control. That's why you have to have this permit with these required revision to give it some teeth. We are all for this. As far as it causing sprawl, well, if it sends people out to county areas where there's jurisdiction there, they're going to run into pre- and post-construction requirements. We ask the board to approve this resolution. And in addition, since the groundwater situation sounds serious up here, we recommend that the board also begin requiring monitoring wells and data to be submitted to the board, particularly from this landfill. And again, to recommend this advisory committee so we can see how the county and the cities can work together to implement the stormwater permit. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Bob Flowers, and last speaker will be Steve Shemek.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair, members of the commission. My name is Bob Flowers. I'm a local civil engineer practicing in the County of Santa Barbara and others, and including the city of Lompoc. I'm also have been chairing a number of years the South Coast Local Affairs Committee of it's ACEC now, but formerly CELSOC, and we local engineers stay involved and try to keep up with local issues, including this one. I've heard a lot of testimony today. Good part of it I've agreed with. I'd like to make a brief focus on a couple of items. We talk about clean water. We're all in favor of that. I think progressively, without mandates, we're moving in that direction. We talk about urban runoff controls, but we're focusing only on someone doing something, some new project. You've heard discussion today about the curtailment of redevelopment. I think it's really serious. What you're doing, I see, and the projects that I work on, they're not going to happen. People will leave what they have. There's no incentive, no financial incentive to take a source control, diminish their financial ability to use their property and devote a portion of it to clean water. It won't happen. What you have to take into account, and that's why the city of Lompoc is objecting to certain things. You can't have a one-size-fit-all. You just can't do it. It's not going to happen. I've been registered for 40 years. I've worked on private development projects and municipal. And I tell you, in my opinion, this is a death knell to inner-city redevelopment for any of these small towns. The other thing that I'd like to attest to is a difficulty, technical difficulty, in meeting the criteria that you're suggesting be imposed. Any of these BMPs can be applied. I'd like to see that the direction that some of the engineers and testimony has given today, that we look at our Central Coast stormwater isohyedrals and see how those apply. We're focusing on these small storms. Our historic focus has been on larger storms, maintain, take the peak off, decrease downstream erosion. That's been the basic for years. We're getting into this new era, and it is important. And water quality on most of the pollutants do come in the first flows. But there's some of the criteria having to do with the detention and time that are become infeasible primarily from the standpoint of use of area, which makes an affordable project not affordable, with this also the state mandate that we all have for increased housing in this area. You have some inabilities that you're imposing. So I agree that the city of Lompoc needs additional time, and I firmly agree with the technical advisory committee, with your staff involved in it, so they can work with the local technical people and outreach, but primarily technical feasibility needs to be made available to these municipalities. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments.
Mr. Flowers, may I just make one?
Dr.
I have
Hunter.
One question.
Yes.
You mentioned the imperative for meeting housing needs. The imperative for meeting housing needs, future housing needs.
That's the state mandate that's being levied. It's been on for some time, and there's delays in that. You know, the agencies are also trying to meet that criteria in a long range.
Yeah, and I guess the point I wanted to understand is a factor in new development and growth is available water supply. And I think what we're talking about here is protecting water quality, which also protects water supply. And I think that's, you can't overlook the relationship there.
Absolutely not. Water quality is essential.
In some ways, the benefits here may address water supply needs that support the ability of municipalities and communities to meet growth requirements for housing. So
that's a big,
we need to keep that in mind.
Absolutely, I agree. And that's a big picture on a small scale, a small project. Impervious soils, percolation, and groundwater recharge are far apart. So it's a big picture. Again, I think this technical advisory committee is essential. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Steve Shemek, and that is our last speaker. He is our last speaker.
I'll be very brief. My name is Steve Shimmick with Monterey Coastkeeper. I'm here to stick up for the staff. Hydro modification requirements proposed by the staff are implementable and practical, but most important, they're flexible. In other words, they have this set of requirements that are a default set of requirements. And what you have to keep in mind here is that what's happened with the city of Lompoc hydromod proposal is that they were deemed to be not acceptable. And so they're being sent back to the drawing board. They have an entire year to come up with an alternative set of standards and propose those to the board. That's part of the proposal. They can come up with their own hydromod standards. So you're not locking them into anything. There is a fallback set of standards that, frankly, I think are good. Frankly, I think that they're very doable, and frankly, I think that they could even be tougher. So I want to balance the discussion a little bit. Let me also talk about what we're really up against. There's been lots of people standing up here, lots of engineers, lots of cities saying, we want the status quo, we want to keep doing what we're doing. Frankly, you know, what I'm seeing is that this whole discussion of LID, smart growth, it represents a paradigm shift. Taking water off the streets, off parking lots, off driveways, putting it into the storm drain system, that's the old way of doing business. We're moving away from that. That's what Lompoc is proposing to do with their set of standards. We need to move beyond that. So please approve the swamp with the table of required changes. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Okay, that concludes our speaker portion of this agenda item. Mr. Briggs, I think we can break for lunch at this point.
So I have a...
Yes.
When we return in, will Lompoc be given an opportunity for closing?
Yes. Yes. And you know what you might focus on, because I was thinking about this as we were going through it, and I'm looking at the actual language in the swamp. Is you might focus on what is particularly onerous about it.
You mean in the resolution?
In the resolution,
right.
But, you know, with each item number, and, you know, you've got the problem and the required revisions. So you might focus some attention to number 16, 17, and 18. 19 and 20? Yeah, I mean, certainly whatever you want, but I'm just giving you the heads up. I'm focusing on hydro modification and what's particularly onerous about the language that staff wants us to adopt. Okay. Mr. Brooks.
Now, you still have 15 minutes or so for closed session?
Mr. Chairman, I was going to recommend that we can do that at a different time because we don't need to connect to a phone to anybody. It'll be just me advising the board. So whatever your timing is, you can adjust.
Okay. So just all we need then is the lunch break. Is that, do you think an hour and 15 minutes is...
That's sufficient.
Is that too much?
No.
Okay.
No.
Hour and 15, so that puts us at 2:15.
Well,
or, pardon me, 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock.
Okay,
we will reconvene at 2 o'clock.